Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Makas b'shloisha. Makas, which is Malkus, is judged by three dayanim. Because the Torah is a lashon of plural. And anytime it's a lashon of plural, you can't have a based in shakal where it ends up being one versus one. Therefore, you always need the third dayan to be machriya and have a majority. So that's why it has to be the minimum, which is three. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru be'esim u'shloish. And they said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that Malkus needs 23, and this is learned out, like the Rav says, from Gzeir Shava. Torah says Russia here by Malkus, and also says a Russia to be killed, which a person's only killed with 23, so too, by Malkus, it's 23. Ibra Chodesh b'shloish. Ibra Chodesh really means Kiddush HaChodesh, which is where Beis Din makes a Chodesh either Male, a 30-day month, or Chaser, a 29-day month. This is before we set up the calendar. Ibra Hashana b'shloisha, the Rebbe Meir. When it comes to making a leap year, Rebbe Meir says a leap year is also done by three dayanim. The reason to make a leap year was either to keep Pesach in the spring, or the Tekufa, that the Peres should be in their right time, because the lunar calendar and the solar calendar go off of different times, and Beis Din, every once in a while, makes them align. So they would decide, according to Rebbe Meir, the decision would be by three people. Whoever the majority is, that's what the decision would be. Rabbi Shim ben Gamliel Omer b'shloisha maschila, and Rishon Lezion says you would start with three. V'chamisha noisin v'noisin, and then they would deliberate with five. V'goymin b'shiva, and the final word would be with seven dayanim. What does this mean? So the Rav explains that if there would be three, two of them would say it's not a chodesh ibur, it's not a leap year. That's it. Then it wouldn't be a leap year. But if you would have two of them that said it is a leap year, and one of them that says no, you would add another two. That's the five. If at this point, three out of the five say not a leap year, two say yes, a leap year, also, you're done. It's not a leap year. Only when the majority say that it should be a leap year do you continue to add. Then finally, when you get to seven, once you have four of them say that it should be a leap year, and three of them say it's not a leap year, then it's a leap year. If the opposite, obviously, it would not be a leap year. And when the Mishnah ends, Im gamu b'shloish muberes, Rabbi Nechanan learns what this means is that if, in the beginning, all three people agree to be me'aber chodesh instead of the two versus the one, then even l'chatchila, you can make the shana muberes. And other Rishonim learn that it's not talking about that, but rather, this is the way Rabbi Yonason learns, that even though l'chatchila we said that you should add on another two, if let's say two say yes to be ma'abar the chodesh, one says no, you add on another two, if they actually were ma'abar the shana, even though l'chatchila they should have added two, b'di'eved, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it's still b'di'eved mu'baris. And the halacha here, the Rav says, is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel.